Outside the box, wanting our country to be at least as good as it used to be. Today's topic is bully. Nobody likes a bully. Nobody respects a bully. Here's the internet definition of a bully, quote, a person who habitually seeks to harm or intimidate those whom they perceive as vulnerable, end quote. That's who we've got in the White House now. The new president is trying to intimidate other nations because he thinks they're weak and the U.S. is strong. He's also trying to harm people in the U.S. government and others he does not like to make them fearful and to have them suffer. The U.S. is strong in some respects. We have lots of weapons and a large military. Our currency and economy are trusted. We've previously been described as a sanctuary, a country where those in other lands can escape dangerous situations or have the potential for a better life. But that may disappear soon. The new administration is using bullying tactics, thinking they will benefit their supporters, or at least the wealthiest. Even if they might benefit some, it's at the expense of other nations and of working people in the U.S. as well. Any strategy that's all stick and no carrot is bound to tick off just about everyone who cares about our country. Any actions that force people to do things they do not want to do is going to make others see this country as an enemy. A few examples of bullying actions. Threatening tariffs against Mexico, Canada, China, and any country which gets in his way or does not do what he tells them to do. Attempting to freeze government grants and loans that were already passed by Congress. A judge suspended the order and it was rescinded, but it suggests an attempt to mold any subsequent grants to the likings of the bully and his supporters. Preventing refugees, Muslims, and others from entering this country and deporting tens or hundreds of thousands already here. Promoting fear of speaking out against harmful policies because of the threat of retaliation and the loss of federal government financial support. In fact, I could be attacked or prosecuted, and this station could lose funding as a result of this commentary. Attempting a buyout of up to 2 million federal government employees to replace them with loyalists of the new administration, causing havoc for current workers. Seizing national databases, violating the privacy of millions. They could cut off checks to millions with one keystroke. Preventing some born in this country from maintaining their citizenship, and using government agencies to exact revenge against those involved in prosecutions for crimes which the new president was accused of. While there have been smaller countries which have had authoritarian leaders in the past, leaders such as Adolf Hitler, such a seizure of authority in the U.S. is unprecedented. The current president appears willing to do whatever he damn well pleases, too, even actions that are illegal or immoral. Unless Congress, courts, and especially the public say no, he will bully his way past them and us as well. The more he thinks he can get away with using one-person rule, the more he will try it. Congress needs to assert its authority. If it waits too long or even refuses to do its job as protectors of democratic institutions, this country will descend into the chaos of one-person rule. We in this land have to take the power away from the bully as well, using nonviolent methods such as a general strike. Depending on Congress to do its job is certainly not enough. Public resistance is crucial, despite threats of arrest or harassment. Do you think we have a bully in the White House? If so, what can you do, and we as well, to get rid of him and the cruel policies he's advocating? I'm Larry Danziger, fearing that U.S. authoritarianism will be bad for everyone worldwide.